Welcome to Your Personal Power Pod, a podcast about aligning yourself with the life you want. And here are your hosts, Sandy Abel and Shannon Young.
Shannon, how are you this morning?
Oh, fine. Just pulling my hair out over here. Oh, my gosh.
It's so funny. We're talking about being discouraged.
We are.
We've had a time trying to get all the technology working this morning. I don't know what the deal is because it always works great, but it's probably just that we're focusing on being discouraged. The good thing is we're not discouraged.
Well, speak for yourself. I'm getting over it, but I'm still kind of there.
You're frustrated.
Yes, for the past 30 minutes, we have been trying to get this podcast to function. So we've decided that from now on, we're going to do our best to talk about topics that we want to experience in that moment, because that seems to be what we do.
Right. If we're talking about something wonderful, it happens even before we start recording.
Yes.
I noticed this was another podcast that we did.
I think it was on being frustrated.
Yeah, right. Probably. Technology didn't work that time either. And it's nope. Like, whoa, maybe we shouldn't cover these anymore.
That's hilarious. Let's talk about being discouraged.
Well, when you're discouraged, you lost confidence or enthusiasm for something or someone. You had high hopes that it would go a certain way, and then you ran into obstacles, kind of like this morning. It changed the course of your goal.
Yeah. What kinds of things happen that make us get discouraged?
Oh my goodness, all kinds of things. Well, like this morning, we had a plan and we usually connect and we talk and we record a podcast and we have a good time. And that just didn't flow because technology has a mind of its own. When something isn't working, you get discouraged, or when you don't get the results you expected. If we'd recorded the whole podcast and it hadn't worked and we found that out later, we'd be very discouraged.
Yes.
Or when someone lets you down, someone or something. When you have a car that just keeps breaking, you might get discouraged. Or when you have a friend who keeps treating you in a non-friend way, you might get discouraged. Mm-hmm. You also get discouraged when you realize something you thought was true isn't true.
So it kind of comes down to expectations.
Yes. If you're led to believe or choose to believe a certain way, and then things don't come together the way you hope and expect them to, it's very easy to get discouraged.
What kinds of things discourage you?
Well, technology.
Yes.
It frustrates me a lot because I'm not really good at it. Often when you're discouraged, you just give up, and I don't do that. Mm-hmm. What about you? What discourages you?
Texting. I don't really like texting. Texting takes years off my life. And I don't mean because I'm texting while I'm driving. I mean, just sitting here in the comfort of my bed, surrounded by things that will not hurt me. I'm very safe here. I don't think it discourages me so much as it frustrates me, but I always expect that it will go well. And it does not go well. You text a large, long, meaningful message, and then you realize what you've actually texted and what autocorrect has done to it.
Oh, yes.
And then you kind of have to start over. I spend a lot of time every day thinking to myself, isn't this supposed to be making my life easier? So I get discouraged texting.
Yes, understandably.
I do understand that the option is just to call somebody, and I could do that too. So I'm making choices.
That is true. That is true. So discouragement is a normal reaction to frustration or disappointment. And the important thing is what you do with it.
What can we do with it?
You can let it change your perspective and quit trying. Or like you can make a decision that maybe this isn't the thing to do and maybe calling somebody would work better. You can let it define you as a failure and become obsessed with how things didn't work out.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that.
Those people, I've noticed, they kind of tend to get stuck in reliving what didn't work, wishing that things had gone differently or they'd said or done something differently. And that is just counterproductive. You could be putting that energy into doing a different way and trying again.
Exactly.
It's really easy if you're doing that to get stuck in guilt or in blame, blaming yourself, blaming someone else. That can turn into resentment.
People just quit trying. They just don't do anything new and just give up.
Mm-hmm. And that's when you turn into defeatism.
Defeatism is when you assume that things will never work out. You're discouraged before you even try because you're sure it's going to fail.
Which is sad because failing is part of moving forward.
Of course.
You can expect it will go well, but failure is part of progress. If you've decided that you're going to quit if you fail, then you're never going to get where you're going.
I've run into a lot of really defeatist people. Mm-hmm. I will say, oh, well, that's a fun new idea. Why don't we try that? And they'll go, oh, it won't work anyway. And then they'll give me 12 reasons why it won't work. But what about all these other reasons that it might work and we could make it happen? Oh, yeah, but there's this and this and this. What a sad way to live your life. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people are in that defeatist place where they just don't even try anymore because they're just sure they can't make it happen, or whoever else is involved won't make it happen, or technology won't make it happen, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they just expect to fail. And then they go through life failing because they never try.
Well, it means that you don't ever have to take responsibility. If you've decided that things aren't going to go well, then you don't have to start. So I think if you're in that place, it's worth asking yourself, am I in this defeatist place because I really don't want to do this anymore? Mm-hmm. Or I don't want to do this the way I've been doing this? Maybe it's run its course. Maybe it's done. Maybe you need to come up with a different dream or a different plan. Maybe you need to just let it go completely. But if you're going to stay in that place where you're miserable because that thing you say you want is seemingly unattainable, I think it's time to get really clear with yourself about what's going on with you. Do you actually not want it anymore? Do you actually just not know how to move forward? Or are you just putting entirely too much power on failing? Nobody who accomplished anything got there without failing to some degree.
Oh my goodness, yes. I have a great quote. It says, you can be discouraged by failure or you can learn from it. So go ahead and make mistakes because that's where you'll find success, on the far side of failure. That was Thomas Watson who said that, and he was right.
Yes.
I can't think of a thing that you start doing that you've never done before and you don't fail. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at little tiny people when they start to walk. They fall down all the time, but they just giggle and get up and walk some more until they can do it. And from then on, they learn, hopefully, that you try and you fail and you try again and you fail and then you try and, oh my goodness, you succeed.
I think it's important to recognize here how your support structure when you were a kid plays into your discouragement and your defeatist ways. Because I'm thinking specifically of kids when they're learning to walk, especially my brother's kids, when they were learning to walk, they would fall and they would look to the adults in the room to figure out how to respond to the fact that they just hit the ground fairly hard.
Right.
And if an adult rushed to them and was like, oh, baby, are you okay? I'm so sorry. That must have hurt. The kid learned that falling is dangerous.
Right. They get attention for it.
And they get attention for it. Right. But if what our family did, which was go, oh, did you fall? Did you go boom? And make it a joke and fun and like, oh, this is just part of it and it's okay and it's nothing to be afraid of. Then the kid learns that falling is part of learning to stand up.
Beautiful and so true. As adults, we need to remember that.
Yeah.
And that's called being resilient.
Nice.
And when you're resilient, you have the ability to go through hardship, like falling when you're learning to walk, and still have the will to keep moving forward. In your example, the adults helped give the child the will to keep moving forward. And as we're older, we need to provide that for ourselves. It's not the absence of pain. You go through pain when you try things and fail, you either emotional pain or sometimes physical pain. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was learning to water ski, I fell down a lot.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was physical pain as well as emotional pain. Eventually, there was no more pain and it was fun, you know?
It's about what you're taught about adversity.
Right.
And what you're taught about your ability to overcome adversity. And if you're having a really hard time overcoming adversity, look at the messages that you got as a kid and that you're continuing to perpetuate.
Yes. Listen to the little voice in your head and what is it telling you? If it says, well, of course you failed because every time you try something, you're just not any good at it. You'll never be good at it. Whoa, you're going to just stop.
Yeah, that's too heavy.
Yeah, oh yeah. You don't put yourself in the position to have to deal with that voice.
Mm-hmm.
If the voice says, oh, good job. You gave it a good go. Oh my gosh, look, you almost made it. Go for it. You're going to get this. Whoa, okay, let's do it again. That feels really good.
people who are resilient find a way to acknowledge and feel the disappointment and the discouragement and move through it.
Exactly. You don't let it stop you.
Mm-hmm.
And you believe in your ability to bounce back from disappointments and difficult times instead of defining yourself and the situation by those.
Yeah. And you got to stop focusing on what happened. I think we've all been in situations where something didn't go right and we didn't like the outcome. We've just beat ourselves up over it. Like from being fired by your employer or a breakup or an embarrassing something or other that happened while you were public speaking or, you know, any of those things that you just replay and replay and replay.
Exactly.
And if you get stuck in that loop.
Yes. And you can't get out of it.
Right.
I remember I was talking with a guy who was really depressed and sad and struggling and suffering. And I said, oh, my goodness, you know, are you okay? What's going on? He said, oh, I just really miss my girlfriend. And I said, oh, wow, I'm really sorry. What happened? And he said, well, she left me. When did that happen? He said, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I was like, what? 6 years? Obviously, he wasn't resilient. He was not bouncing back. He was letting it define him, not learn the lessons and figure out, why did she leave me?
Yeah.
Maybe I could have been different. You just get stuck and start to define yourself by your discouragement and disappointment and all that.
Learning the lesson is key. If you can't get past something, it might be worth looking at what's actually going on for you. And I don't know this guy and I don't know his situation, but I would say to him, okay, what was going on in that relationship that you regret? What did you know at the time you were not doing well? Or what did you know at the time you were not looking at? Figure that out and then you can get out of that cycle.
And he wasn't learning any lessons from anything. He was just putting himself in a victim, struggle, suffer role and choosing not to be resilient at all. He mm-hmm. was not choosing to get on with his life, learn what he needed to learn, and believing that he had what it took to overcome and move ahead. Mm-hmm. He just chose to be stuck and defeated.
Yeah, you have to believe that you can get through it too. If you don't believe that, then you won't try. You got to remember there's no such thing as failure, even though we will define something that doesn't turn out the way you want it to turn out as failure. That's just purely your own definition you made up. It's really just an education. You're just doing experiments.
Exactly. And it's an opportunity. Yeah, I don't believe in failure because everything that doesn't work the way you want it to is the place to find new things. That's how we grow. If you don't try and fail, you don't grow. Being resilient is going, oh, well, that didn't work. What can I do next? Instead of, oh, that didn't work. I'm just going to go to bed.
And it's good to know that resilience, like it's really easy to say some people have it and some people don't, but really it's a muscle. You just learn to flex when you need it. It's a skill. And the more you practice it, the easier it's going to be to call on your resilience.
And first you have to decide that you want to flex that muscle and then you have to exercise it.
Yeah.
Margaret Thatcher said, you may have to fight a battle more than once to win it.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true. You may have to fight it 10 times until you either decide that maybe I really don't want this after all, and it's a decision made from logic, not from discouragement, or you will succeed.
What's going on with us when we're resilient? What are we feeling? What are we able to do?
Well, you feel capable and competent, and you know you have the ability to handle stressful situations and the skills to handle challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And you believe in yourself and your abilities.
This is where personal power comes in. You understand that you have the control over your decisions and your actions, and you also understand that success doesn't really have a timeline. It takes some time, and it takes smaller steps to make that bigger picture what you want it to be.
Exactly. And you have to have the patience to take the steps.
Yeah.
You make the effort to define those steps and take them one at a time, move ahead, and congratulate yourself with every step.
Yeah, you have to recognize those little successes. You recognize the failures. You gave the failures a whole lot of power. Do the same with the successes.
Right. Nelson Mandela said, "Do not judge me by my success. Judge me by how many times I fell down and got back up again."
Oh, gosh, yes.
And that is what being resilient is. When you're resilient, you live longer, you have a lower rate of depression, you have a much greater satisfaction with your life, you enjoy your life, mm-hmm. you feel you have a sense of control over things, and everything is more positive, just in general. You find the joy, and people want to be around you when you're resilient.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't want to be around gloom and doom, discouraged, depressed people. They want to be around resilient people who say, well, wow, that didn't work. That was interesting. what can we do about that?
Yeah, if you're choosing to stay discouraged and you're not happy there, look at what you're getting from it. You know, is it just absolving you of responsibility because you just can't get it done?
Yeah.
My guess is you probably don't like being around you when you choose to stay there.
That is true. You're probably not a really happy person inside.
Mm-hmm.
And you might want to look at that.
I think about Rocky movies when we talk about discouragement and resilience and that magic moment where the hero gets knocked down again. Then they totally draw out the moments where you can see the internal struggle and he decides, I'm nearly dead, but I'm getting up.
Yep, exactly. Beautiful example. And that is true.
And he does. And he always goes on to win because it wouldn't be Rocky if he didn't. But that's the magic moment right there is the I'm getting up.
Even if he didn't go on to win, he would still be winning because he didn't stay down.
Yep.
He got up. He was resilient. He didn't let his discouragement stop him. And he moved ahead.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we all need to do to create the life we want and claim our personal power. Oh, it's just so important.
I was filling out paperwork for my employer yesterday, the start of a new season. And so we all fill out the policies, you know, you sign the company policies.
Right.
And I found it really interesting that he chose to put in the policies and have us sign if there's something going on that you don't like, or if you think there's a process that could be better, bring it up with them. And if they decide that's not a process or a situation that they want to change, meaning management, that they don't want to change for whatever reason, they like it the way it is, it's working the way it is for them, then you have three options. The first one is to come up with a better idea and then present that. The second one is to continue to complain about it. And if you choose that option, there will be repercussions. We're around each other a lot, sometimes 24 hours a day.
Right.
If there is some kind of issue and somebody is complaining a lot, it will bring everybody down quickly. It's not like everybody goes home at the end of the day. If you're on a river trip with people, you're on a river trip with people and you're there for possibly 6 days. So these kinds of problems can create drama and holes in the operation really quickly. So it was like either come up with a better plan and present that, continue complaining, in which case you could lose your job, or find a way to be okay with it and move forward. And we all had to sign that, which I just think is fascinating.
Yes, he's such a good employer. He's a good leader. He understands his people and he understands what needs to happen for your company to function well and for people to be happy there.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants everybody to be resilient. And if you start to get discouraged, he wants you to do something about it, not just put it under the rug or continue to grumble.
Take action or let it go.
Ooh, I like that. Simple and straightforward, and that's the deal.
So let's recap.
Okay, when you try something and it doesn't work out, you might get discouraged. When you're discouraged, you might just give up and stop trying. And if this happens often enough, you might create a defeatist attitude where you think nothing will ever work and just stay stuck for the rest of your life.
Mm.
When you're defeatist, you stop growing and learning. You accomplish nothing and your world shrinks.
Mm, that's sad.
When you're resilient, you acknowledge and feel disappointment, but you don't let it stop you. And you believe in yourself and your abilities and are willing to risk failure in order to move ahead and succeed. You claim your personal power. You know you have control over your decisions and actions. And you choose to push ahead. When you are resilient, you will have better health, live longer, enjoy your life more, and continue to grow and accomplish your goals and have healthy, happy relationships. So resilience is obviously the way to go.
And as with just about everything we talk about, your personal power all comes down to your choices.
Always.
What are you choosing for yourself? Are you choosing to stay stuck and be discouraged? Or are you choosing to say, yeah, this is tough, but I've done tough things before. I can do them again.
And when you do that, you will feel empowered and grow and become even stronger in who you are.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you, Shannon. And you are very resilient. I'm impressed with you.
Oh, thank you. Well, you laid a great groundwork when my brother and I were kids. You know, you said we could do anything we wanted to do if we put our mind to it. And the only thing you told me I could not do was play professional football because you didn't want me to damage my knees. That is the only time you ever told me that I couldn't do anything. That and probably be a supermodel because I'm only 5'3".
I didn't tell you you couldn't be a supermodel.
Oh, you did.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, darn, sorry.
But it was a height thing. You never said, Shani, you don't have the face. You said, Shani, you don't have the height. Gosh. Let's not get upset about it.
Oh, my goodness.
But other than that, I had every opportunity in the world.
Yes, and everybody does.
Yes.
And hopefully they came from a place where they were told that and believed that. But even if you didn't, you need to know inside of yourself that you have the power to be anybody and anything you want to be. Choose to define yourself. Don't let discouragement shoot you down, and always be resilient.
And when you do it, tell us about it, because we love hearing from you. We love your stories about how self-esteem and personal power affect your life. We also love it when you tell us about topics that you'd like us to address in future episodes. And we would love it if you wanted to review our podcast. It really makes a difference. And you can do that wherever you stream, or you can just visit us at yourpersonalpowerpod.com, click contact, and drop us an email and tell us what you think directly. We are excited to let you know we are on Instagram also, so you can find us at yourpersonalpowerpod if that's where you hang out. And if you want to learn how coaching can change your life, contact Sandy for your free coaching call, sandy@insidejobscoach.com. Thank you so much for listening. We look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, find your power and change your life.